The September 16th, 2016 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Ballard?
Present.
Trustee Young?
Here.
Trustee Smith?
Here.
Trustee Lee?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Griffin?
Here.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you verify that notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Make sure mic. The other one.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
The first item on our agenda today is Dr. Calhoun's separation agreement. A short time ago, Dr. Calhoun and members of the Board of Trustees decided that it was in the best interest of both the university and Dr. Calhoun for us to separate. After coming to that decision, Dr. Calhoun, lawyers for the universities negotiated a separation agreement. Dr. Calhoun has signed that separation agreement, and Dr. Calhoun has tendered his letter of resignation. The terms of the agreement include that there will not be any lawsuits filed by either Dr. Calhoun or the board. Dr. Calhoun has released the university of any and all claims, and the university has done likewise. Both parties have agreed not to make disparaging remarks about either party. Everyone agreed that it was in the best interest of both Dr. Calhoun and the university to have this separation go as peacefully and quietly as possible. Dr. Calhoun's contract calls for 2 years' salary in case of a separation under these circumstances. That 2 years will be paid one half in 2016 and one half in 2017. Do any of the board members have any questions regarding the terms of the agreement?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. Reverend Hatch.
The board is not to be trusted. You're not even in this community.
The board needs to be turning your reservation.
Mr. Chairman, I want to say that we appreciate your leadership. We appreciate the process. 40 years ago, I walked into the campus as a student. And the reality is, Sometimes there is no good decision, and there is only the best decision. And so we thank you for your leadership. And so we're grateful for this opportunity to move forward. Thank you very much.
You all need to get off the board now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
good
you,
morning,
Chairman.
Everyone. My name is Paris Griffin. I am your student representative to the Board of Trustees. Your voices were heard when it comes to this decision. Give me a second, because I did speak for you. I did speak for you, and I always speak for you. And so my vote on this matter was no. And so I would like you guys to know that I did speak for you.
Any further questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second, Mr. Chair.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
No.
The motion carries. The next action item is the approval of the meeting minutes from June 23rd, July 25th, and August 26th.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin? Yes.
The motion carries. Next on the agenda is the report from Academic and Student Affairs.
Provost Henderson. Go ahead, Provost Henderson, please.
Thank you. Good morning.
Nobody trusts nobody here.
Hello.
Nobody trusts the administration or the board.
Okay. Can we allow the provost to give her report?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Trustees, hello to our new student trustee, faculty, staff, and guests. Today's report focuses on the beginning of the fall 26 semester and the highlights thus far. I'd like to start with our sharing with you that we had our new student convocation this summer. We had students, parents, faculty, and our student leaders who participated in the first annual Freshman Leadership Institute. The new students, as well as our current students, spent a night in the residence hall with our staff, which included the Dean of Students, Director of Activities, and our student support staff. The goal was to orient, ground, and develop a new ritual for our university. I believe our students had a great time, and thank you to all of our student leaders and our staff for ensuring that our new students had a great experience. Our students this summer, approximately 20, at the request of our former student trustee, participated in a recruitment activity visiting high schools and communities to recruit new students. They were professional, well-organized, and enthusiastic about this task. I'd like to thank the students again, as well as our Dean of Students and our student support staff for taking the initiative and the leadership in this effort. This summer, we also welcomed 45 new international students, the most we've ever had in the summer. We've also welcomed 50 in the fall, with a total of 450 international students at the university. We are very pleased to serve our international student population and have plans to increase that number exponentially. A retention committee has been established, which is being led by Dr. Satasha Green, as well as a number of faculty, staff, and students, to examine our retention practices at the university. We are very aware that we want to continue to impact our graduation rates for not only first-time, full-time freshmen, but to also increase our transfer rates as well as our athletic rates. We know that the retention committee... We'll focus on the mission and the vision of the university, and the goal will be to serve our students and to ensure that graduation rates are positively impacted inside the classroom as well as outside the classroom. Each college has continued since we last met with the board to work and to fulfill the mission of the university. I'd like to share a few of the highlights from our colleges and the work that has been done this summer. This summer, we had two of our art majors, Melissa Anthony and Eugene Logino, who worked as interns with the master printer Thomas Lucas for Hummingbird Press. They produced 200 original prints for Fisk University's 150th year celebration, with the expectation that proceeds from that sale would reach $200,000. Congratulations to those students. We also have one of our communications alum, Mr. Derek Dow, who directed a film, The Big Chop, which was an official selection of the HBO Shorts competition in the American Black Film Festival and was the opening night selection at the Black Harvest Film Festival at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Professor Christine List, CMAP professor, won the festival's Director's Award at the Diversity in Cannes International Film Festival in France this summer for her film, Be Love, starring Iman Walker from NBC's Chicago Fire and Braylee Evans from BET's Being Mary Jane. I'd like to congratulate our professor, Dr. Christine List, for this accomplishment. In addition, Professor Lionel Pittman, Assistant Professor of Physics, received the Department of Energy's Intensity Frontier Fellowship to work at Fermi National Accelerated Laboratory this spring in the summer of 2017. This is a very prestigious fellowship, and it will cover Dr. Pittman's salary and fringe benefits so he can collaborate with our colleagues at the laboratory on neutrino physics research. In addition, the National Science Foundation offered Dr. Amundo Garcia, the physics and chemistry chairperson and professor of physics, a position as a temporary program director or rotator in the area of experimental nuclear physics. Dr. Garcia will be stationed in Washington, D.C. this spring. Well, he will make recommendations about which proposals to fund from the National Science Foundation. He will influence new directions in the field, and he will work on cutting-edge interdisciplinary research. Dr. Garcia, in addition, took his students to CERN this summer in Switzerland, and they worked very hard, and the students had a great experience doing that research. I also like to share that our pre-freshman engineering and science program continues to be in existence at the university. This is a group that focuses on STEM education and research, and our pre-freshmen or high school students have continued to win awards in this area. It is made up of 84% African Americans, 15% Hispanic, 58% female, and 42% male. The students have worked all summer working out in the community, and this summer they received a grant from the Illinois Science and Energy Innovation Foundation in the amount of $80,000 to expand its programmatic activities. An update from the College of Health Sciences. Our occupational therapy program is in its last cycle of the scholarship for disadvantaged students. Currently, we receive $400,000. 24 students have received funding, and 17 students have graduated from our occupational therapy master's program as a result of receiving additional funding from this grant. The Department of Nursing has received approval for its curriculum change and maintains its accreditation, and kudos to that department. We're also pleased to announce that 100% of the 50 graduates who completed the nursing program last year passed their HESI exams in August 2016. For the College of Pharmacy, and congratulations to our nursing students and our nursing faculty. At the College of Pharmacy, we're very, very pleased to announce that Dr. Daniel McLaughorn is a community pharmacy resident. This is our first time having a partnership with Walmart Pharmacy, and he is appointed as the first residency, not only for Walmart in the country, outside of their corporate residency program at their Arkansas headquarters. So we're very pleased to start this relationship with Walmart, and we hope to continue it. At the June 2016 Accreditation Council for Pharmacy Education Board of Directors meeting, it was decided that accreditation of the Doctor of Pharmacy program be continued. The accreditation term for our College of Pharmacy extends until June 30th, 2018. I'd like to congratulate the dean as well as the faculty, staff, and students for all of their hard work. In addition, over the last 3 months, the College of Pharmacy has had 14 presentations nationally and internationally, as well as 9 publications. So they continue to, meet the mission and the vision of the university. And then finally, with the College of Education, we've had many accomplishments. Dr. Sarah Buck received the Outstanding Service to the Profession Award from the Chicago District of the Illinois Association of Health, Physical Education and Recreation. And Dr. Seisman received an award from the Chicago District of the Illinois Association of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance for exceptional service in his field. The College of Education also has completed 5 presentations over the summer and continues to serve the students very well. I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Canis to talk about our grants, awards, and activity over this summer and some of the future grants we plan to pursue this year.
Good morning. David Canis, Associate Vice President for Grants and Research, interim. We recently received notification that our Educational Opportunities Center has been renewed by the Department of Education. This is a $1.753 million dollar grant over 5 years. It is extremely competitive. The purpose of this grant is to recruit very at-risk students to college, not just Chicago State, lots of universities in the area. There are six communities we focus on, and we also focus on people who, incarcerated inmates who are ready to leave prison and give them the financial aid and college admission advice they need in order to perhaps go to college. We reach thousands of people a year, and hundreds end up enrolling in universities. And we will need your approval because it's over $250,000. That is our action item. And in addition to that, we have three new National Science Foundation grants that are less than $250,000, so we don't need your approval for those. And we continue to have a $10 to $12 million grant portfolio annually. It has not changed in the last 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Any questions, Trustee Joyce?
Any questions or comments from trustees? I hear no questions or comments.
That concludes my report.
Thank you.
Do you want me to do the action item?
The action item, we need a resolution to vote on the educational opportunity resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
The resolution passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enrollment management, Dr. Michael Ellison, please. Please go forward with the enrollment management.
For the record, I am Paula Carney. I am Associate Provost for Graduate and Professional Studies. I would like to say a few words about graduate enrollment and graduate programs as of to date. We are fairly steady in our graduate enrollment. Our master's degree students, our enrollment is within 10 of last year. And we're very proud of that, and we're very proud of our graduate students. And we've had a couple of new programs that are being launched this year, notably a graduate certificate in databases and data analytics that is being offered by the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. So we'll be rolling out that this year. We've maintained and increased our international student enrollment, which helps contribute resources to the university, and we're very proud of our international student involvement on campus. And we also, this summer, were involved in some funding with Northwestern University. We had 4 students, 2 from the MPH program and 2 from the College of Pharmacy, were matched with researchers at Northwestern University and Lurie Children's Hospital. And each one was engaged and mentored by a major researcher and involved in projects. And these affiliations will continue. They will continue to be mentored. 2 of the students have already been offered employment, and 1 is interested in going on to medical school. So we're very proud of this affiliation, and it will continue for 5 years. So thank you. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Dr. Carney. Any questions or comments from the trustees? Thank you, Dr. Carney.
Good morning, trustees. My name for the record is Dr. Latrice Eggleston-Williams. I'm the Director of Institutional Effectiveness and Research, reporting on behalf of Dr. Michael Ellison. He's actually at a conference today, so he gives his regret for not being able to give his own report. Just an update to what you all received for the board report. The current enrollment is 3,567 students. and we are approximately 100 students away from what we actually projected for this fall term. On August the 30th, there were 366 students dropped for non-payment. About 67% of those students have been reinstated. That equals 224 students that were placed back in good standing with the university. And I think that's really just the update for enrollment management.
Any questions from comments from trustees? Hearing no questions, thank you. And this concludes the report of academic affairs.
We'll hear from finance and audit.
Good morning, Chairman Young, Board of Trustees, students, faculty, staff, and administrators. I bring to you today the report of administration and finance. And before you today is our final fiscal year 2016 operating budget with grants. A little respect, please. On April 25th, 2016, 10 months into fiscal year 2016, Governor Rauner enacted Public Act 099-0502, a stopgap funding for a higher education that included Chicago State University. Over $20.1 million was appropriated to Chicago State University. Approval for additional funding was passed per Public Act 099-0524 on June 30th, 2016, approximately 1 year after the fiscal year began. This law provided a second stopgap bridge funding for the fiscal year 2016 state appropriation for Chicago State University in the amount of $1.6 million from the Chicago State University Education Improvement Fund. Chicago State University submits a 2016 fiscal year final operating budget, which is built on the state appropriations, tuition and fees based on fiscal year 2016 enrollment data, grants and contracts awarded for fiscal year 2016. For this reason, we now provide for this resolution for the board to approve our final fiscal year 2016 operating budget with grants. Respectfully submitted. The amount, thank you for paying attention. The total amount reflected in this budget is $82,345,000.
Thank you, Mr. Lucy. Mr. Chairman, are there any questions from the board members?
Move we accept the budget.
Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin? Yes.
I now present to you an exception report. On behalf of the President, per Board Regulation Section 5, Administrative Affairs, Subsection B, Purchases Paragraph 1B, authority for approval of purchases other than those referred to in paragraph A above is delegated to the President for the University. And paragraph 1C, the President may grant an exception to the requirement of the Board of Trustees' approval of a purchase. We hereby request it and report the following exception to satisfy Section 5, Administrative Affairs, Subsection B, Purchases Paragraph 1.C. The procurement of services related to the emergency need to replace underground piping and provide temporary hot water to two campus buildings. Costs to exceed $250,000 and estimated to date to total $915,885. As per immediate action was required, as a reasonable effort was made by the President to consult with the board or executive committee, and as there was insufficient time to obtain approval by the board, we are presenting this exception report on this exception at this for the next regular meeting of the board. Respectfully submitted.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask for a motion to accept this?
Yes. So moved. Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
No. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
It's the old regime. That's why it's the old regime.
Facilities update.
Yes, Ms. Monique Horton. Give our facilities update report.
Good morning. Having my report, are there any questions?
Yeah.
Questions from the board members?
No questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Horton.
It's sufficient for you to get ready to talk, y'all.
Governmental affairs update.
Hello again. I bring you to you today a report as relates to what we've been dealing with as relates to state funding. As we are aware, given the fact that now we have an election period for November elections in the state of Illinois, at this point we do not expect any additional action as relates to appropriations, budgets, or funding for Chicago State University at this time. The expectation is that once the elections are over, then there will be continued discussions as relates to additional funding for the next half year for Chicago State University and other public universities. That concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Civil service update.
Everything is secret. Everything is underhand and undermined and under the table. Come on, Zola, say something.
Hey, can you stop acting this disrespectful?
Good morning, board.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Greetings from the Civil Service Employee Council and our members. We first would like to say thank you, but we need you to listen to our concerns and our problems. Chicago State is in dire need of leadership. We need you to lead us. Secondly, we all have endured a great stress during this time, and so have you. So at this time, I would like to defer our board September 2016 report until the next board meeting, and we all know that God is able.
Student trustee report.
Good morning again, everyone. Again, my name is Paris Griffin. I am your student representative to the Board of Trustees. I am the former president of the Student Government Association, and I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. I am also the current president of the National Pan Alumni Council of Chicago State University's NPHC. I am also a member of the Budget Ells Committee, which fought so hard to save this university. From my background, it is probably apparent that I have a great deal of love for the Chicago State University. In my 3 years here, it has been my sole mission to speak for the students who have not yet found an avenue to speak for themselves. It is my great love for this university that pushed me to put all things aside in my life, including my scholastics, my job, my family, my friends, and most telling, my daughter. It is my love for this university that paved the way for me to sit on the committee to search for the new president for this university just last year. It is my hope that we all understand the importance and value that President Calhoun holds for the students of this university. I would like the students of Chicago State to know that I am your voice and I speak loud and clear when I provide my full support for President Calhoun and that I stand with you in your concern. You have elected the right person to do this job, and I ask for your support and trust in me as I continue to provide a sound voice for you as you have elected me to do. I would like to thank all of the students who have slept out overnight to be here today. Who have written me letters and who have personally spoken with me. Our voices will be heard and together we will stand strong. We are disheartened by the shape of our campus. The cafeteria has been closed for more than 2 weeks. The commuter students who have not been able to use the meal plans that they have purchased to use in the caf have been sad. As I stated earlier, as a member of the Budget or Else Committee, I am sad to see that the leader who gave his health to see the prosperity of this university and its students is probably watching us from above and crying. I charge this board, the students, and the university as a whole to do the name of Baba Kwesi some justice and stand together and make him proud.
This time I request a motion to convene into executive session.
Second, sir.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
I'm following a motion to step down. Amen.
Under what section of the public?
He left the